Good morning, and we welcome to the program for the first time Sarah Collins and Sister Maureen Irvin, and they're with the Sisters of St. Francis at Oldenburg. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And, of course, the thing coming up, it's on the 27th, Christmas at the Mother House Tours, and those are December 27th, and can you tell us a little bit about how this, what the idea was behind the Mother House Tours?
Well, we've been doing this for a number of years, and we decorate our mother house with a lot of different Christmas trees and other decorations, and we try to cover different cultures and different themes. And so people started to think, well, this is, we love it, and it's wonderful, but it would be nice to be able to share it with others. And we purposely choose a date between Christmas and New Year's because there's so much that happens right before Christmas, and a lot of times that week between the two holidays, people have friends or relatives from out of town, and it's just a nice event that people can attend and continue to celebrate the Christmas season.
Okay, and so that's going to be Wednesday, December 27th from 6 to 7:30, and understand that you bring people in, but what kind of response have you feel like you've received to this in past years?
I think we've had a really good response. People seem to come from Cincinnati, surrounding areas, Brookville, Batesville, of course, Oldenburg, and they seem to really enjoy it, and the same people seem to come back every year, even though the decorations don't change that much, but they just enjoy seeing it. And our sister's chime choir play in the chapel, and then our gift shop is also open, so that draws some people. But mostly it's just visiting and enjoying seeing the sisters, seeing the campus, or the building mainly, and just enjoying each other and celebrating the season. We have refreshments. And, of course, it's free, and so that's kind of appealing also.
Oh, yeah, you can't beat free.
Yes, people like those free cookies.
So something to look forward to, the refreshments, as they say.
Yes.
So, very good. All right. And as far as the process of getting this all set up, does it take a lot of time to get it together and also tear down, that type of thing?
So they've already started. They started decorating last week. We bring all the trees out. All of our maintenance staff is amazing. They do a great job of doing that, plus the staff that help the sisters decorate. We have volunteers. So they're all throughout the building. So it does take about a week or so to get everything set up and decorated, and then it'll take just about as long to tear it all down after Epiphany. So.
Okay, so it's kept up through January 6th?
Correct, yes.
Okay, very good. And I imagine that this is a little bit more involved than most folks' homes as far as getting it decorated and everything, because you're dealing with, I'm sure, multiple rooms.
Yes, we have multiple rooms throughout the first floor. Our big tree is in our front room in what we call our Assisi room, and that one's decorated with a nature theme, and then we have them throughout the building. There's a couple in chapel, right, Sister Maureen?
There are actually probably four trees in chapel. Two are simply decorative with white lights, but then we also have two trees that we call our donor trees. And shortly after Thanksgiving, we sent out an appeal to our donors. And in that appeal, we sent them a cardstock Christmas ornament on which they could write their prayer intentions and send back to us. And then we put those on these two trees. And when the sisters go into the chapel, they can look at the ornaments and see what intentions our friends and neighbors would like for us to be praying for. So that's pretty important to us, and also our friends and neighbors appreciate it.
And so is it safe to say that this is kind of a thank you to the community and the faithful?
Yes, definitely. We do appreciate all that everyone does for us and the support that they give to the sisters. And so this is one way that we can show our appreciation and our thanks and gratitude to the community.
Now, Sister Maureen, what is your role in getting all this together?
Well, I am the director of our advancement office, and actually don't help too much with the decorating, but we do take care of the donor trees. So each day when the ornaments come in, we put those on the trees and help decorate those. So that's my main role, I guess I'd say.
Okay. And then, Sarah, how about your role in all of this?
So I oversee operations there. They don't let me decorate too often, but I oversee the staff that does all that, and you know they do a wonderful job. But not to mention our volunteers, we're so appreciative of all their help that they give to us every year.
And in the event that there are some hiccups along the way, I guess you're there to kind of take care of those.
Correct.
Okay, so put out fires, as they say.
Yes. Used to jokingly call my old boss the fireman, so I guess I'm the new firewoman.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, very good. And, of course, we have links to us as well on our website, wrbiradio.com, where you get some information as far as getting information on the actual event and you know the news about the Sisters of St. Francis at Oldenburg. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Sister Maureen Irvin, with the Sisters of St. Francis at Oldenburg, and also Sarah Collins. And we continue as we take a look toward the Christmas at the Mother House Tours. That's coming up December 27th. We'll have more with them right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go, big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Sarah Collins, also Sister Maureen Irvin. They are here to talk about Christmas at the Mother House Tours. Again, that's December 27th. From 6 until 7:30 p.m. Again, it is free, and refreshments will be served. So everyone's welcome to it, no matter how you worship or you know, your denomination or where you're from. They say, come one, come all. So, and to get a little bit of information on you folks, Sister Maureen, can you kind of tell us a little bit about your journey in the faith and how you got to this point?
Well, I'm originally from Bloomington, Illinois, and the Sisters of St. Francis taught me in grade school. And so I was impressed with them. I always wanted to be a teacher. And so I decided to ask my parents if I could come over here to the academy in Oldenburg. At that time, they did take boarding students. And they took what they called aspirants, which were girls who thought that they wanted to be sisters. So I came to the academy for high school, and then after high school, I entered the community and taught for 16 years in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Dayton. And then I came back to the Mother House to be the vocation director, which is like the recruiter for new sisters, and then was elected to leadership, and I've done a few things since then, but now I'm back working in our advancement office.
Okay, and then, of course, we've heard a lot about the priest shortage. Are you running into the same thing as far as nuns are concerned?
Yes, there are fewer people choosing the religious vocation of being a sister. So our numbers are going down, our convent, our community is aging, but we see this pretty much all over the United States. And part of it is families are smaller, and in the past, large families, they might have one or two children that would go to become a priest or a sister, but times have changed and it's not that, there aren't that many people choosing it at this point.
Okay. So And we'll shift over to Sarah, and I guess the more secular view, if we will.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio. I was actually went to Seton High School, so I had Sisters of Charity. So I was familiar with working with sisters, and as they all taught me all through high school and even some grade school. And I moved out to Indiana, and you know, had a kind of varied career. I was in sales, and then I worked in law enforcement as a dispatch manager. And then this position came open at the Sisters, and a friend of mine had told me about it. I interviewed, and it's been such a wonderful fit for me, working with these amazing women and seeing what they do on a daily basis and what they have done throughout the years. It's given me a whole new sense of spirituality and just learning how to approach things in a different way. And it's just been such a blessing for me, and I'm so grateful to be working there. So, and you know, I work with an amazing group of people. We have people that have worked at the Sisters for 40, 45 years, which is almost unheard of. So it's obviously a good family, and we all love working together, and it's a good group, and I love working with the Sisters. So,
and do you run into any? I'm sure, like any job, you have challenges and things like that. But are there any major ones that you feel like you deal with?
I think because we're a nonprofit, I think competing for staff to come in is always a challenge, because you know obviously we can't pay what some of the for-profit companies do, but I think our environment is definitely a selling point for people. I mean, the fact that we have people that leave and they come back, and I think it's just they enjoy the Sisters, and the Sisters are so grateful for all of us working there, and they make sure to tell us, which is nice. You don't have many bosses walking around telling you how grateful they are for what you're just doing as your regular job every day. So I think that's probably one of my biggest challenges, is just finding staff and keeping them there. But I think once they are there for a bit, they realize what a unique environment this is to work in. So,
okay. Anything you'd like to add to that, Sister Maureen?
Well, I think another challenge we have is just the age of our building. Parts of it were built in the 1880s and the early 1900s. And so the aging facilities, I think, Sarah deals with also. It's like there's going to be a leak here or something there.
Yes, there's always a surprise leak somewhere in the morning, especially on Monday mornings.
All right. So, but still, you know, beautiful building architecture. And of course, we got a picture of it on our website. Just click on the link to Christmas at the Mother House Tours. So again, one final chance, if you will, to go ahead and plug the event.
Well, we certainly hope that everyone comes, especially if you have never been to our Mother House, to see, as you mentioned, the beautiful architecture and the wonderful spirit of the Sisters, and to see our chapel and all the places that we call home and that we're very proud of. So we hope that everyone that has the opportunity will come out to see us on the 27th.
All right. So again, that is Wednesday, December 27th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And again, it is free, and refreshments will be served, all kinds of good stuff. So anything else from either of you before we adjourn for the day?
No, I don't think so. I just hope to see everyone there that evening. It's such a unique event, and the chime choir is amazing to hear. So,
and we certainly want to thank you for this opportunity to share with the community what we have to offer.
Well, I appreciate you all coming in this morning and speaking on this. So again, our thanks once again to Sarah Collins and also Sister Maureen Irvin with the Sisters of St. Francis at Oldenburg. Again, it is Christmas at the Mother House Tours, Wednesday, December 27th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. So with that, once again, thank you both, ladies.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.